We've got a little different theme music introducing Midwest One Bank's Kicking It With Kiz. I'm Michael Klar. He will be Mark Kisla. Follow him at Mark Kisla. Read him at Depost Sports on Twitter and Denver Post Sports. He and Jimmy Armstrong will debate about the World Cup coming up next, and it's all brought to you by the folks who provide simply better banking, Midwest One Bank, the one bank for all your business needs with a personal approach to commercial banking, doing well, growing through referrals, personal contact. If you can't tell, Jimmy Armstrong is about to join us. He's preparing the feast for the media in the press box at University of Colorado, and that's why people show up for those games. For one thing, the press box is full. And it is presented by Midwest One Bank, conveniently located 19th and Wynkoop, right by Coors Field. Win with the team, Joe Van Hazen, Kevin Conroy, and their team, experienced Denver bankers, and presented by Kentucky Inn, Jim Armstrong's friendly, cozy, award-winning Washington Park Neighborhood Bar and Grill. And as we mentioned, known for better-than-bar food, national award-winning food. And, Jimmy, holidays are coming. It's still my favorite season, though, college basketball season down in Kentucky Inn.
Fellas, has anybody scored yet at the World Cup? I mean, I can only sit on the edge of my seat for so long. My butt's sore.
think of it as a dueling one hitters in baseball. You'll feel better. And now we bring in the top 10 national sports columnists of the year, voted nationally to that honor, Mark Kisla. Good morning, Kiz.
Good morning, fellas. I know a couple things. Number one, CU isn't very good at football, but they certainly do have good food in the press box. And number two, I want to talk about the World Cup and soccer today, only to aggravate my good friend Jim Armstrong.
Kickball rules.
It was a mistake to play this tournament where they are, when they are, for a number of reasons. But does America care even less because it's in the middle of the NFL season, or will it get eyeballs? And if the USA doesn't move forward, do you care?
Well, you guys know the answer. Do I care? You already know the answer. But you know what? That's fine. I own two sports bars in this town, and I'm telling you what, there's all kinds of people who care about this stuff, and it's a beautiful thing. And it's always a nice thing when we can all get a little patriotic, right? The red, the white, the blue, that's all that matters in the end. But this whole argument, guys, hey, soccer's taken over as the third or fourth major sport. Come on. Are we really going there again? I know, kids, you love this stuff, so let's hear it. Go ahead, punk me. It's fine. I'm good. Like I said, a lot of people care about it. Just because I don't, who cares?
Loved playing soccer, loved announcing soccer on television back in the 80s, 90s, whatever. I do like watching soccer when it is the World Cup. I wish the USA men were as talented and interesting to watch as the USA women's team has been over the years. But when is a tie better than kissing your sister? I guess when it's 0-0 against England and their ruffians. I guess, you know, that's kind of like an upset. And so that's interesting. But, yeah, it would be better, of course, if they scored. But it's a little like watching Stanley Cup hockey, isn't it, Kiz? It's tense when it's 0-0 because it is the World Cup.
Okay. I'm going to put it in terms that Mr. Armstrong and Broncos fans can understand. The U.S. men's national team does have some talent, and they're young, and they're on the rise. They aren't stuck with like an old quarterback who can't play anymore. They do have a future. But like the Broncos.
Was that a cheap shot I just heard there? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I think it might have been. I never said Russell Wilson's name, though, or George Payton's name, for that matter. But the U.S. men's national team, if you paid attention at all in this World Cup, might remind you of the Broncos a little bit. They move the ball really well in the first half, but can't really get a lot of points out of it. And then after halftime, they make no meaningful adjustments, and they go totally stagnant. So, I feel like I'm watching Broncos all over again in a way. The difference being you know, with a little geopolitical intrigue here. They have a game against Iran on Tuesday, and if they win that game, they go to the round of 16, which is the single elimination part of the tournament and basically the playoffs of the World Cup. So unlike the Broncos, the men's national team, Team USA, does have a chance to make the playoffs this year.
Well, it's kind of like the Olympics. We only care about it every few years, most of the Olympics. But like I said, it's fine. I mean, people like to tease me. I still get texts. I get emails because everybody thinks I hate soccer. And, well, they're right, but I digress. it's all good, fellas. If it's something people enjoy, great. Absolutely. Let's go for it.
Yeah, and you know, I'm amazed at how many people. You know, we hear that they play NFL football in England and Germany, and there are fans over there that follow USA a uniquely USA sport. I'm amazed at how many people I know here, people throughout the media, that are big Premier League fans, that are big soccer fans, and it is a big deal here. And I think this country is just dying for the men's team to be competitive and to get to the next round. I think there is a lot of interest in it. Will it supplant basketball, baseball, football? No. But it really has picked up from when I was a kid. Nobody watched soccer when we were growing up as kids. Do we have kids?
Yeah, Commissioner Goodell cut me off because I was talking soccer. But, I am back now, and so I didn't hear that part of the discussion. So pardon me, but part of what I was really interested in is Mr. Armstrong as a fine hockey bar up north of the metro area, and he has the best neighborhood sports bar in town down in Wash Park, and so I was wanting, you know, I've been in there many times, and I was interested in what kind of traffic he gets during lunchtime. Does anybody play hooky from work, come in for lunch, and watch the football, eh?
Oh, we've had a ton, fellas. I mean, I was in there Monday just doing some paperwork, and they started coming in, and I'm like, okay, let's do this. I'm running around turning every TV. First time ever, by the way, at the Kentucky, every TV was on soccer with sound. Okay, so what? No, like I said, it's a beautiful thing if people are interested, a wonderful thing. Let me ask you guys a question, okay? I'm usually the one with all the answers. 3, 2, 1, go ahead and laugh. But I don't have an answer to this one. The narrative that soccer is this emerging sport and becoming a major sport, even in the good old US of A, right? That's fine. Whatever. I don't think it's true, but that's fine. But the narrative is like, what, 40, 50 years now? Why aren't we better? Why isn't soccer attracting our best athletes? Why is still the European countries and the South American countries that much better than our men's team in soccer? Kids, help me out.
Because young men dream of being the big NFL star and being the big NBA star. This group is young and talented. But what they need to do, just like the Dream Team spread basketball across the globe, a U.S. men's team needs to make a meaningful run in the World Cup for a bunch of young men to say, you know what, Mom, you know what, Dad, you know what, brother, that's what I want to do. And it's never captured the imagination of talented young athletes the way that it could. But until that, you know, it's the chicken or the egg. They have to have success before the success grows even more.
And yet the women have had that kind of success. You know, when we grew up, you know, there were kids in the street playing touch football, kids in where there was grass playing tackle football, even if it was like 2-on-2, 3-on-3. You know, I don't know that we have kids who are dribbling a basketball, who are dribbling a soccer ball the way they dribble a basketball, and grow up with that ball like attached to their hand to develop the consummate skill from the earliest age. You know, and in basketball, you don't have to do that to be great. You can learn later on. We see all these guys who suddenly grow 8 inches, take an interesting basketball in high school, and become great. But in soccer, we don't. I haven't seen it. Maybe kids, you see it in the playgrounds and in the parks. Maybe you do see stuff like that.
Well, I mean, you mentioned the men versus the women. Let's face it. One big issue that soccer has in the USA, and explains why it's cool for a young girl to play soccer, but it's not cool for a young guy to do it, is our opinion that soccer isn't really a manly sport like U.S. football is or basketball is. And so it has that stereotype or stigma going against it. And I do think, though, as the face of our country changes, that maybe not on your block, but on a lot of streets in the U.S., soccer is more beloved than you might think.
All right, let's finish it up this way before we get to talk about food and drink. Kids, who is the team to beat? Who do you expect will win this World Cup? I mean, you've got Brazil as a huge favorite. Right behind them, Spain, France, England, for instance, in the mix, all under 10-1.
Okay. Well, I haven't looked at all the odds. I know Brazil is the favorite. My thought on Brazil is always the same thing. To win a tournament, you have to win some ugly games. And Brazil, its national attitude towards soccer is the beautiful game. And so sometimes I think Brazil would rather lose beautifully than win ugly. And so that's why I would not bet on Brazil. When in doubt, go with Spain. Spain is a young group as well. And if Spain wins it this time around, look out, because that team's growing up and could grow up before your eyes in this tournament.
Jimmy, on Wednesday night. It was like a Friday night for other people. I always work Friday nights because the show's on Saturday. But it was like Thanksgiving Eve. I was down at the Kentucky at the left end of the bar, right with the TV in my face, watching the Avalanche with Tommy sitting there and Lori and Natalie and a wild crowd that grew throughout the night, celebrating the fact that nobody's going to work on Thanksgiving next day. At least people who don't work at the bar are not going to work. So just for those who don't love soccer or like me, college basketball, or you're not following the Avalanche, Kentucky Inn is a great time anyway, Jimmy.
Yeah, it really is. And, fellas, I want to say this with a straight face. We welcome all the soccer fans with open arms. It was really a fun atmosphere. I spent several hours down there on Monday. It was really cool. And, you know, there weren't 100, but I'll bet there were 50 or 60 came in on a Monday, early afternoon? Are you kidding me? So it's been an absolute blast. But just so you know, we've got the NFL Sunday Ticket. We got the Big Ten Network. We got all the college packages and all that kind of stuff. So a warm, friendly, intimate setting to watch sports. We got 20 craft beers on tap. Check it out. And, Michael, you know how good the food is. Check it out at the Kentucky Inn on the corner of Kentucky and Pearl.
See you guys in the press box up at CU. Thank you, Jimmy. Thank you, kids.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Don't tell them there's beat Trojans.
Hey, it's your holiday moment of clarity coming up next. The Broncos have inspired me to some theme gifts for those people you don't like or resent on your gift list.